Come on. Come on.
But they like to just follow each other. They're herd animals. But...
Come. At the moment, we're just feeding them a bucket of this. It's got our oats and squash peas and various things in it.
And wash her udder. Although it's pretty clean when they've been out in the field. It's lovely, you know, lovely clean grass, but always a wet wash.
She plods her hip-rocking, ambling path beneath the sullen ewes. Darkness clings to her. Hoof bones ooze with the brackish mud of winter. Slow now. This sway of beast is set to some primeval clock, a memory of ancient pastures lodged deep in the ridged skull, out of reach. Time has slowed to the winter thickening of fur that grows beneath my hand, and as she sways to a cautious halt, no urgency of mine will ever move her. And so time alters. It is the sweet mist of chewed cud, billowing and fading on the evening air. It is dewed whiskers that sense danger in the rotting leaves. A pull on the halter, her head down, coaxing the last lumbered paces. We reach the cobwebbed oaten damp of the milking shed, huge moist eyes that blink in the light. Her brown soft bulk fills the doorway, an impossible press of hot cow in a bright wooden space. Taking up my pail, I rest my head against her. I listen to her song, the bellow's breath, the pulse of milk, the drumbeat of blood, iron and strong.
Hawthorn Glen Jean, Hawthorn Dempsey Laura, Hawthorn Jotan Agatha, Hawthorn Wyman Ruth, Hawthorn Million Ruth, Hawthorn Judge Ruthie Red,